2015 is one of California's worst fire seasons in recent memory. Because of the historic drought, when fires catch, they grow fast and leave behind parched and scorched earth. And now mountain communities are worried because that landscape is more vulnerable to flash floods. And the state is worried about possible record rains from El Nino. Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Fires are burning through the Sierra Nevada mountains at a high pace, leaving behind large patches of scorched and barren earth. In many cases when rain falls, the ground won't immediately take in moisture. It's almost as if the dirt is scared of water. That's called hydrophobia. U.S. Forest Service geologist Alan Gallegos says dirt that can't absorb water can lead to flooding and mudslides.
It's soil that I would say is susceptible to erosion, and with that erosion, you can get a lot of sediment in the channel. All of that leads to the potential for debris flow.
Gallegos brings me to an area burned earlier this summer by the 5,500-acre Willow Fire near the Central California community of North Fork. He scrapes the ground to find some of this water-repellent soil.
Yeah. So if I had a shovel or a knife, we would expose the soil like this. And we'd want to get it deeper, you know, at the end here.
He sprinkles water over dirt charred by the fire.
This is called the drop test. You see that portion right through there? The water is still standing. It's beading. And we're just barely into the mineral soil. We're probably maybe a half an inch down.
It takes consistent rain to build up the moisture profile of hydrophobic soil. Gallegos says when fire burns through forest, sap and oil ooze from brush, covering dirt, making it impervious to water.
The chaparral has got those oils in them. It's like a waxy substance that coats the soil particles. And it's that waxy substance that causes the hydrophobicity.
It's not just fire that causes dirt to repel the water California's dry forests need. The absence of rain for long periods of time creates soil that is water immune. But the potential for flash flooding in the Sierra Nevada can't only be put on burned forest and dirt that isn't able to absorb water. U.S. Forest Service ecologist Mark Meyer says the bark beetle has sucked the life out of so many pine trees that if a rain event takes place, then roots and branches can't pull in moisture.
If there's a double threat, it's actually the impact of fire when it overlaps areas that are recently impacted by beetles, because those are the areas where you have very readily accessible dry fuels that can create much more severe impacts or severe effects of wildfire.
He also says the root cause for the massive size of fires witnessed in the Sierra Nevada and the potential flooding dwindles down to forest management and warming temperatures.
Fire is being influenced by our past history, the fact that we've removed fire from the system. It's been influenced by the current climate trends we're seeing right now. On top of that, bark beetles are coming in and taking advantage of that. And then you could bring the water into the picture.
But even with all these threats and their causes, Meyer says that consistent precipitation is the only way to answer California's thirst for water, both for drinking and to replenish California's parched soil. Meanwhile, to minimize damage from mountain flooding, Forest Service teams are removing debris and laying down logs and charred patches to prevent erosion. For Here Now, I'm Ezra David Romero.